This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segments designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
You and I are governed. The weather determines what we wear. The terrain tells us how to travel. God, our shepherd, doesn't check the weather. He makes it. He doesn't defy gravity. He created it. God is what He is and what He has always been. God is Yahweh, an unchanging God, an uncaused God, and an ungoverned God. 1 John chapter 3 verse 19 and 20 says, "This then is how we know that we belong to the truth, and how we set our hearts at rest in His presence whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts. He knows everything. He knows your beginning. He knows your ending. Trust your life into His hands, and He would never fail you." God bless you.
Examine yourself. Examine yourself. Note down this quotation and read afterwards. That is Psalm 139. Read from chapter 1 to the last verse. The verse 1 to 24. Examine yourself. Sometimes our sins can block answers to prayer. Let the prayer of the psalmist be one of yours. Search me, O God, and know my thoughts. See if there be some wicked way in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. Remember, God is all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere present. God knows us. God is with us. And His greatest gift is to allow us to know Him. He is ready to search you. Examine yourself. And if you cannot find anything, ask God to search yourself. And then ask Him for forgiveness so that your prayers will be answered. God bless you. I am Belle Dollabill.
Dear listener, you are welcome to the program Healthy You. This is the fifth part of the discussion on the topic Hepatitis B.
Today we are talking about Hepatitis B, and I'm doing this lovely discussion with Dr. Dorothea Adolfo Kisi, affectionately called Dr. Mrs. Ochere Kelson, and Bright Osei, all from Home Health Center. Doctor, please, you were talking about treatments. I think you did not exhaust it, so continue before I ask my next question.
Yes, please. Thank you. What I just talked about is for adults.
Okay.
But for babies, if a baby is born and it's not transmitted to the baby,
okay,
then at week 6, 10, and 14, mm-hmm, the baby can have the vaccine. It's added to the penta.
It's added to the DPT.
Yes, DPT.
You are confusing me. I'm hearing penta, I'm hearing DPT.
Yes,
what
DPT
is it?
Hep B. Mm-hmm.
The penta is, mm-hmm, 5-in-1 vaccine.
Okay.
Which is being used during child welfare clinic.
Okay.
Or normally people
when
call
you go
it
for
weighing,
the antenatal, no, weighing, postnatal checks.
Yeah, people call it weighing.
Mm-hmm.
That is the child welfare clinic.
Okay.
After the child has gotten to 6 weeks,
mm-hmm,
we give the penta, which contains the hepatitis B vaccine.
Okay, okay.
Uh-huh. So the child will take it at 6 weeks,
mm-hmm,
10 weeks,
mm-hmm,
and 14 weeks.
Okay.
Then the child will get protection.
So now it is part of
the routine,
vaccination.
For those who don't have.
Yes. Does it mean that they test babies for it?
The reference is made from the mother.
Mm, okay.
The mother.
Okay.
And babies who have it right after birth,
mm-hmm,
they are given the
immunoglobulin.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, I just want to get this clarified. You are saying the hepatitis B vaccination is part of the penta. No matter when you say penta, I'm tempted to add gone, pentagon. the penta. But since the babies are naturally not tested for the disease, it means it is only when the mother at birth is seen to have it
we get to do the test before delivery.
That is when the doctor will recommend for that vaccination. So it's not automatic.
No, please.
Okay, so I wanted that clarified. You are listening to A Healthy You coming from Valley View Radio. Today we are talking about hepatitis B, and I'm doing this lovely discussion with Dr. Dorothea Adolfo Kisi, affectionately called Dr. Mrs. Ochere Kelson, and Bright Osei, all from Home Health Center. Bright, what is the government doing about the disease hepatitis B?
Yeah, thank you very much. Before 2002, there wasn't any vaccine for hepatitis B, especially for the children, the babies. But in 2002, the government introduced hepatitis B into the routine immunization program, or the routine childhood immunization program. And that is, formerly we were having a vaccine, which is the DPT, diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus, all in one. So the government added the HIP-HEP, which is Haemophilus influenza type B and hepatitis B, to add up to make it 5-in-1. So now we have Penta, which contains the hepatitis B vaccines, which are given to the children at 6 weeks, 10 weeks, and 14 weeks.
Okay.
There is also a policy that all pregnant women should be tested for hepatitis B to see whether the mother is having the hepatitis B virus, so that the baby or the fetus will also be protected. Right after delivery, there will be the mothers will procure or buy the hepatitis B immunoglobulin, so that we can give to the baby to prevent the transmission.
Okay.
So,
How long has this policy been in existence? And since when did they start implementing it, Doc?
Since 2002.
Okay.
So now 13 years.
Okay. My only confusion is, why is it only when the mother is seen to have the disease that the born baby is given the vaccination? Why don't they generalize it so that, so long whether you test positive or negative, the baby should be given once the baby is not already infected?
Okay. If the father has, and the father transmits it to the mother, and during antenatal care, if we notice that the mother is positive, we give the vaccine, the immunoglobulin, right after birth, then 6 weeks, 10 weeks, 14 weeks for those babies that you assume that they have.
Okay.
Those who don't have, 6 weeks postnatal, 10 weeks, 14 weeks, they have the injection.
They still get it?
Yes.
Okay. Then I think I'm satisfied with that. Yeah, Bright, you want
but,
to...
From that year, 2002, it means that people or youth, adolescents, and older people from the age of 13 years and above are not protected if they haven't gone for the three shot of vaccine.
Okay.
They haven't been protected.
Okay.
So there are more to be done so that the whole populace will be protected.
Okay.
And because the vaccine is not free, people are not patronizing, as in HIV, whereby the strips, the testing is free, the medication, the treatment is free. In hepatitis B, the testing is not free. The vaccination, I mean for the adults, are not free. So, therefore, people are not patronizing it. And it helps in the increase of the disease. Therefore, we are encouraging or we are appealing to people, especially organizations, to actually buy the vaccines and the test strips and do it for...
Okay, so let me ask, in case, because you are appealing, in case our listener out there wants to sponsor testing and vaccination for maybe a number of people, how much does it cost? Do you have that information?
Actually, it varies, so we cannot give a specific...
So let's say I just walk into the hospital, I want to test for hepatitis B, roughly...
As I said, I cannot give a specific amount because it varies from hospitals to hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
So I cannot give an actual amount, but I can say that the testing ranges from 10 cities and above.
Okay.
Uh-huh. For the hepatitis B.
And the vaccination?
And the vaccination also ranges from 20 cities per shot and above.
Okay.
Depending upon the facility.
Okay. At least this gives us an idea.
Yeah.
Today we have been doing this discussion with a medical officer from Kumu Health Center in the person of Dr. Dorothea Adofu Kisi, or also referred to as Dr. Mrs. Autry Kelson, and the disease control officer at Kumu Health Center in the person of Bright Osei. I have been your host, Belle Dollar Bill. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming. I hope we'll have you another time when we invite you for another discussion.
You have been listening to a discussion on the topic Hepatitis B. A continuation will be brought to you later. For any enquiries or contribution, you can contact us on +233 244 673528 or 0244 235017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of Hope.
Welcome to Moment of Truth. This is a continuation of our lesson. What is your purpose in life? Some purpose to be remembered by man. And what is your purpose? We've looked about Absalom's purpose. His purpose was to be a politician and to rule. And he did all possible to have that. But let us ourselves, did it end him well? Some purpose to be remembered by man. Great kings set up stone pillars to be remembered by man. Think of all the life work, activities that are silently forgotten in only 100 years. Many people achieve many things in order to be remembered. But within 100 years, let's ask ourselves, are they ever remembered? For there is no more remembrance of the wise than of the fool forever. Since all that now is woe, be forgotten in the days to come. And how does a wise man die as the fool? Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 16. What is your purpose? Is your purpose to be remembered by man? For me, my purpose is to be remembered by God. I want God to remember me. I want God to keep me in memory. And ask yourself, what is your purpose? In Luke chapter 10, verse 20, nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirit are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. When Jesus Christ sent his disciples to go and preach the word, and the power of God was with them, and Satan and his angels bowed before the disciples. The disciples were happy and were rejoicing because they saw the presence of God in their life. They saw the presence of God in their ministry, and they were happy. And they came to Jesus to tell Jesus of the good things and of the good tidings and of the good power that God has led them. But Jesus told them that, do not rejoice, but rejoice because your name have been written in the book of life. Jesus pointed them to a limitless purpose, to a purpose that is beyond this worldly favor, that is beyond this world. And what is your purpose? Is your purpose limited on worldly things? Life should be measured in quality over quantity. It does not matter how long you live, but how quality you live. Jesus Christ, he lived in this world within a short period of life, but his name, day in and out we speak about him. What is your purpose? What is your purpose? Let us compare Methuselah to Jesus Christ. Methuselah and Jesus Christ, who lived longer? But Jesus Christ, day after day, is being remembered. Some purpose to eat, drink, and be merry. What is your purpose? Some purpose to fear God and keep his commandments. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 10 says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandment, for this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. Our purpose in life is to fear God and give glory to him and adore him and praise him. Because for this we were created, and this is our purpose, that the Lord will bring every good or every work into judgment. As Christians, the person who purposes to get to heaven with seeking and striving woe, in John chapter 7 verse 17 says, if anyone wants to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine, whether it is from God or whether I speak of my own authority. Anyone who purpose is to get closer to God. If your purpose is to know the will of God in your life, you will. Because Jesus says, for I will send the Spirit unto you, and he will lead you into all truth. What is your purpose in life? Is your purpose to go to heaven? Is it your purpose to give glory to God in your life? Is it your purpose to live as a Christian, to live as a worthy sacrifice unto your Maker? What is your purpose? Your destiny is defined by what your life purpose is. Therefore, what kind of life do you want to live? Do you want to live according to the will of God? In Psalm 20 verse 1 to 5, may the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the Lord of God of Jacob defend you. What is your purpose? Is your purpose to give glory to him? Your purpose in life defines your destiny. Your purpose in life defines where you ought to be. Jesus Christ has given you the chance. He has given you the gift of salvation. He has offered you the way to have the chance to be with him in heaven. Will you follow him? Is Jesus your purpose? Is Jesus your focus? Is Jesus your goal? I urge you to choose him today and rejoice as Christians that your name is written in the book of life. if this is your purpose, if your purpose is to know Him more, if your purpose is to receive the power of the Holy Spirit, is to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, He is ever ready to give it to you. He said, if you call upon me, I will hearken unto you and I will answer you. Jesus is closer than you can imagine. Call upon Him and He hears you. No matter your challenges nor your problems, He is ready. I urge you to make a decision now to serve Him, to do His will and to obey His commandment and His will in your life. And your life will never be the same. You will live a life of hope, a life that depends on God. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and grant you peace and grant you knowledge and insight of His word. I pray that the Lord will revive you. I pray that the Lord will strengthen you. I pray that the Lord will make His ways and His will known in your life, that you will live a life as citizen of heaven. God bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on +233-244-673528 or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF-595. Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.